It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis. We're going to begin reading with Genesis chapter 24. So please that you open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 24 and prepare yourself for the reading of God's Word. Genesis chapter 24, and we'll begin with reading with verse 1. But before we get there, I would like to share with you, and while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, you could find us at Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit us at our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so I hope that that was enough time for you to find your place in the Scripture, because we're going to really enjoy it today as we always do. Beginning to read now with Genesis chapter 24, verse 1. Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. Thou shalt go unto my country, to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again into the land from whence thou camest? Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. And the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, which spake unto me, and that swore unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. If the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this oath, this my oath, only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels, and The servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed. From all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that woman go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, I will give thy camels drink also, let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abram's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water from thy camels also, until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again into the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the men wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half a shekel weight, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. He said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man into the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he says, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and the room for the camels. And the man came into the house. He ungirded his camels and gave straw and provender to the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, speak on. We will end right there and begin with prayer. A lot of reading this today, but I wanted to get the whole message in. And we've got the servant all the way to Nahor's house here. Let's begin with prayer. Father, I thank and praise you that we have this opportunity to share and to visit over your word. We thank and praise you for the leadership of the Holy Spirit as we learn all that are here. And there's so many pictures, beautiful pictures to be found. And so please, Lord, you will show us those ways and teach us exactly what we're to learn from this area of your word. Thank you again for this opportunity to share your word. And I hope, Father, I pray, Father, that all will hear from you and their lives will never be the same after the study we have today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we looked at the scripture verse in the past chapter there, we got through the 23rd chapter, and we found the death of Sarah and the burial of Sarah, and how that the folks of the land that he resided in, Abraham resided in, that they wanted to give him a place to bury his wife Sarah. But he would not hear of it. He paid for the land. He paid market price for the land. And he has taken care of that. He wanted to bury his dead, as the scripture said. And so we have finished that. And now we find in the 24th chapter here that Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord blessed Abraham in all things. Let's look back to the beginning of chapter 23. Sarah was 127 years. That would make her 127 years old, according to verse 1 of chapter 23. Remember how much older Abraham was? Abraham was 10 years older than that, so he was 137 years old. And we're not sure how much time has passed here now that we get to the 24th chapter. But we find that Abraham, being in the years and as old as he is, he begins to be concerned about something, and that's about his son Isaac. And so let's look to see what we're going to find. Now again, verse 1, Abraham was old, well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. It says, in all things. Now, we find that Abraham, he, in his age, he had given much of the responsibility of the operation of the flocks and of the farm and everything that he had, of his vineyards, everything. Everything that he possessed, why, we find that there was an individual in charge of it, and I believe his name to be Eliezer. Now here we have unto his eldest servant of his house. And again, I think that to be Eliezer. If we would look back here, let's take a quick look back to the 15th chapter, chapter 15, verse 2, and we find, and Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? The steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And I believe that to be the same man that we're talking about here in the second verse of chapter 24. I believe that he had been a faithful servant unto Abraham. He had watched Abraham grow in the Lord Jesus, and I think that he followed him very closely and very carefully, and I believe that he honored the Lord God through his master Abraham. And we find that that he had given him all the challenges of the operation. If you go and says, Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had. He's telling Eliezer here, and I'm going to call him Eliezer, and if you want to just, it's a servant, yes it is, it's the eldest servant, we're not positive it's Eliezer. But if it be Eliezer, he made him a promise. He wanted to make to swear by it, to make a covenant. And it was something that was very, very important to Abraham. Abraham's getting old. Isaac has not found his bride yet, and he lives in the land of Canaan. And so Abraham says to Eliezer, Eliezer, I want you to promise me something. I want you to promise me that you will find Isaac his bride. I hope that you will do that for me. But it can't be done in this land. And I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto thy son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom ye dwell. Eliezer, I'm sure there's many very beautiful women in the land of Canaan, but they cannot be my son Isaac's bride. They cannot be his wife. And so please swear to me that you will go back, but thou shalt go unto my country, unto my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. He was to go back to his land, even though Ur of Chaldees was a land that was a very wicked land, a land that they worshipped idols, many idols in. And even though that was found to be the case back in Ur of Chaldees, God did not want, he wanted it to be through the family of Abraham. And so he even went back to get Isaac. And you know, there's even family, if you'll remember, between Abraham and Sarah. And so we're going to have the same here between Isaac and his bride. But we have the servant here, Eliezer, being involved in this. Abraham, you know, says, I am old, I'm well stricken in years. Will you please, will you do this for me? And swear to me that you'll do that, that you will not allow Isaac to marry a woman of the land of Canaan, but that you will go back to my family, back in Ur of Chaldees, and you will take a wife from my kindred for Isaac. The servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said, that was verse 5 of chapter 24. And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. Okay, he is very specific about this. Abraham says, no, Eliezer. And do you understand the question? The question was that if Eliezer goes over to the land of Ur of Chaldees, back to the kindred, back to Abraham's brothers, and to get a wife, and they find this lady, this woman, this young lady, that would be the perfect bride for Isaac, but she won't come. Eliezer's question was a good question. What do I do if she will not come? I won't bring her by force. What shall I do, Abraham? And so the next question that Eliezer was a good question. It was an honest question. If she won't come, can I come back and get Isaac and take Isaac back to Ur of Chaldees? That way the bride-to-be can see the groom, and then I'm sure that it'll be fine, and she'll come back then with Isaac. Well, what was Abraham's answer to that? The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee. And thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. Abraham wasn't concerned. He wasn't concerned that was going to be a problem. But he did give Eliezer a way out, because he said, If the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath, only bring not my son thither again. Whatever you do, do not take Isaac back with you to Ur of Chaldees. He cannot go back to that old land, the land that they worshipped idols and worshipped so many statues, and they were deep in idolatry. And Abraham says, No, you will not take it. God has given us this land, and this is where Isaac is staying. No, he will not return back to his old land. If she won't come with you, if the bride-to-be will not respond to your request and she won't come, then you're totally given a way out. Don't worry about it, because that's not your problem if she won't come. But I believe that the Lord will send an angel before you and prepare the heart of someone that will be ready to respond and to come. And look at those beautiful verses of Scripture. He shall send his angel, the Scripture said, before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. The angel of the Lord, a lot of time, is referred to of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is this who went before and prepared the heart of Rebekah, the bride-to-be? We're not sure, but we do know that the Lord sent forth a messenger to prepare that heart and be ready. And so here we go with verse 10. The servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. So we're back home here, back in the region, the area of Ur of Chaldees, and Eliezer was a faithful servant, an obedient servant. He did the command of his master, and so he left down the region and the area which was south, the southern edge of the land of Canaan, and he went all the way up. And remember, as we traveled with Abraham the first time when he left Ur of Chaldees, he had to go north first before he could get up over and through the mountains, and you can't cross straight across, because if you do, why then it's desert, it's mountain regions and areas, and so you go way north and then come back down again into the land of Canaan. Well, Eliezer traveled home the same way, back to Ur of Chaldees. He went way up north, and then he came back down into the land of Ur of Chaldees, leaving Canaan. And he's looking for a bride for his servant's son. Looking for a bride for his servant's son. He took the camels, and it says here, for all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia. Look at the power and the authority that this man had. And so now we're preparing, and he comes to the place, and he look at verse 11. He made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening. This is a time when the women come out to draw water, and he arrived at this well at that time. Now look what the servant, Eliezer, he does at this time. He said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Now look at what was set into place here as we back up to the 11th verse. He has his camels to kneel down at this watering hole, at this well. And he turns unto the God of Abraham, unto his master's God. He turns unto him and he says, Please, show kindness unto my master. Don't show kindness unto me. I don't want you to miss this. There's so many things here, and we're going to come back next time we're together, and we're going to put a different look to this as something that maybe you've already seen and seen many times and know it to be a beautiful story, or maybe you haven't seen what I'm going to show you next week, next time we're together. But right now, we're just going to look at this beautiful story for what it is, for its face value here, and then we'll look at a picture that it's giving us. Now we have right here this prayer of the servant, and again he doesn't call on for himself. He doesn't say, "Oh, please that you'll help me. I need help. Please help me." No, he said, "Please that you will give a good answer. That you will be a blessing. That I can be a blessing to my master by doing what he's called me to do." I pray thee, send me good speed this day. Do it quickly, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Look at that. He wanted to be a blessing to his master. And so it wasn't that he wanted to have praise and honor himself. He just wanted to please his master, and he set out to do that. Behold, I stand here by the well of water. And he had set out what to do. Now look at the steps as we look at 13 and 14. What's to happen here? He says, you know, I'm going to ask a question right here next to this well. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom shall say, Let down thy pitcher, and I pray that I may drink. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say. So Eliezer is going to ask this lady, this maiden, he's going to ask her, Please let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And then he even asks a second statement here, so that she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Look once again, show kindness unto my master. Not kindness unto me that, oh, my master's going to be so happy with me that he's going to give me great gain. You see, Eliezer didn't care about that. Eliezer wanted one thing. He wanted to please his master. What a wonderful picture we have there of what we should be. We should always want to please our master. the Lord Jesus Christ. We should desire with all of our heart to do that. And we find here that Eliezer wanted to please his master. He wanted to do that. And so, and that master was Abraham. And so he had set this down, he had called, he had asked the Lord to bless these words. And that way I will know that this is the one you have sent. I don't want to come over here and look over all and have a beauty contest and decide who I think looks like the best bride for Isaac. I don't want to do that. Lord, the God of Abraham, you can. You show me. I'm going to ask this question. I want her to respond to that question. And so, two things. When I ask her to let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. That's going to be the one. Let's see what happened here in verse 15, chapter 24. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abram's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. Now, where did we come across this Rebekah? It seems like it wasn't too far back that we talked about Rebekah. Remember in the 22nd chapter, and it came to pass after these things, this is verse 20, Genesis 22:20. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor. Huz, his firstborn, Buz, his brother, Kemuel, the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jedleph, and Bethuel. And verse 23, Bethuel begat Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abram's brother. Look at that. Bethuel begat Rebekah. Remember I told you back in the 22nd chapter that we was going to need to kind of remember that name? Well, look who we're running into here, or look who the servant, Eliezer, is looking at and has run into. It just by chance, wasn't it? Isn't this something? If you hear me say, oh, that was lucky, you don't hear me say that very often. If you hear me say that was by chance, you don't hear that very often, and you should never hear that from me, because I believe in neither one. I believe that God is in complete control, and I love to watch Him, and I love to follow Him. And here we have the same. It was not luck. It wasn't by chance. It was by God's will and God's direction. And when this servant of Eliezer, when he, servant of Abraham, when he called upon the God of Abraham to take care of this, it was taken care of. It came to pass before he had done speaking that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor. Remember that back in the 22nd chapter, Abram's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. The damsel was very fair, was very beautiful to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. Okay? The servant ran to meet her. Look what he said in verse 17. Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. What did she do? She says, drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again into the well to draw water and to draw for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Look at that. Isn't that a beautiful story? Now, we're going to begin there and finish just a little bit of what I've read next time we get together. But we're going back up and we're going to make this a beautiful picture that maybe you've seen and maybe you have not. You know, it's a wonderful time each time we look to the Word of God. We need to see that the Lord Jesus has clearly pictured this as His Word. And so we'll look at that next time, so please don't miss it. Have you missed the Lord Jesus so far? Have you not come by faith to Jesus Christ for salvation? Please today trust in the Lord Jesus. Call upon Him today for salvation. He died on the cross of Calvary for you. Please trust in Him today. You know, it's so important that you don't miss Jesus. And I'm going to ask you this beautiful question as I continue to do. What are you going to do about Jesus?